RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
4th of July is coming up. Fireworks are all around, and you know we do shows on our pediatrics show with the American Academy of Pediatrics about fireworks safety. We do it every year, but it really means something when you're involved in them. If you go to someone's house and they're lighting fireworks, I'd like to just give you some tips, because first of all, if they're legal in your state, you still should let the professionals do it. But if you go to one of those roadside stands, remember most of those things you buy are in little paper bags. You do not know if they're defective or not. I actually saw somebody running down a pier and jump into the water because the thing started shooting in all directions. They thought they were safe doing it out on a pier. Fireworks are dangerous. Even those sparklers, as we've said on Healthy Children, emit like, I don't know, it's 100. I'd have to listen again how many, you know, degrees Fahrenheit those things put out in terms of heat. Don't be handing little sparklers to little kids. You know, supervise anybody doing it. Make sure you wear gloves if you are going to do them. If they're illegal in your state, then they're illegal. Don't do them. Let the professionals do fireworks. It really is the best thing. And if you're going to view somebody else's display, stay about 500 feet away, because some of those little brown paper bag things shoot off and they whirl and they go up in the air and they go whizz. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, that thing's coming towards me. And you will not have a lot of reaction time. You just won't. Take it from me. I've been there. I've run away from them. I've watched people run away from them. They're scary. You don't want to be involved unless you really, really, truly know what you're doing. I think another good bit of advice is to wear sunglasses. I mean, gloves and sunglasses should be a gimme, because those things shoot up. And if they shoot into your eye, well, that sucks hard. And keep a pail of water or a garden hose nearby. If this thing starts to get out of hand, you can just dump it on there and soak them with water. Also, as far as littering and the environment, don't leave those little bottle rockets and those little firecracker things and those little firework things all around after you've done them. I hate picking those things up. So don't leave those around. And you know, the best thing is to just leave them to the professionals. But have a great 4th of July. Enjoy them safely, because that's the best bit of advice that we can give you here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up with Dr. Holly Lucille. So don't go away. Bye-bye.